What's it like to survive a plane crash? Alan Locos and Susanna Weiss were on a flight to northern Myanmar when their plane crashed in a rice field, bursting into flames. Locos is the founder of a meditation center in Manhattan, and the couple tells WNYC's Stephen Nesson how meditation has helped them through a year of pain and fear.
Alan Locos is tall and lean. He was a Broadway actor for 28 years.
A lot of touring. I did a lot of Gilbert and Sullivan at one time.
But later in life, he found himself drawn to meditation. And after 9/11, the 73-year-old and his wife Susanna Weiss founded a meditation center on the Upper West Side. In 2012, the two were vacationing in Myanmar. Christmas morning, they boarded a plane to Inlay Lake, a popular tourist destination in the north.
A passenger plane has crashed in Myanmar, killing two people and injuring 10 more. State TV said
the plane landed in a rice field and skidded for almost 500 feet. The landing gear never came down.
Immediately, the plane began to fill with smoke, thick, heavy, black fuel smoke, and it was coming up the aisle really, really quickly.
There was panic and confusion.
So we went to the emergency exit, and with that emergency exit now open, it was engulfed in flames.
It was the only way out. Locos figured
if you could just jump right through the flame, theoretically you wouldn't get hurt that much.
Locos wears pressure gloves to help prevent scarring. The skin on his scalp and the left side of his face are pink and smooth. He remembers telling Susanna that he was going to push her out of the exit of the burning plane. And he did.
My intention was to follow right after her. Apparently, my left foot caught on something, and I couldn't move. As I was at the door, that was all in flame, so I was now stuck, unable to move, in the flame.
Shaky video footage shows firefighters dragging a long hose through a field of straw toward a cloud of white smoke.
When I looked at the faces in the crowd, as I looked at them and they looked at me, all of their faces just turned panicky. I mean, they just looked like they were astonished at what I looked like. So if I looked away from the people and looked down, I saw these sheets of skin hanging from my legs. Most of my clothing was burnt and gone.
63-year-old Susanna Weiss is a former ballet dancer and has a thin, graceful frame from years of practice.
Alan was clearly dying. He was in terrible shape. And I was in a lot of pain, but I was lucid. It didn't seem we were going to be able to get out of there.
Then they made it to the top of a nearby hill to a stone temple. Of the 71 people who were aboard the plane, 11 were injured and 2 died, including Locos's guide, a Burmese woman in her 30s, Nui Lin, who was sitting right behind him. Locos laid on the ground where he says he slipped in and out of consciousness. Within hours, they ended up in a local hospital.
There were no sheets, towels, food, water, you know, anything.
Weiss and Locos say what saved and sustained them through months of surgery and persistent pain is their training.
There were several teachings within the meditation practice that helped me a lot, being very mindful and aware. That's how we got out of the burning plane. And the future was so unknown. Would we survive? Where would we be? Would Alan live? They told me it was still possible that I would be paralyzed. I don't think I've ever been more in the present moment in my life than I was at that time.
More than 30% of Locos's body was burned, so deep it reached the tendons and bones. When he returned to the U.S., he was supposed to spend 6 months in the intensive care unit, but he was out after 2 months.
Every time I practice generosity, it gives me a lift. And the more things that happen that give me a lift, the less time I spend dealing with sadness and depression. And I never went through, why did this happen to me? I think also that that's related to practice. It's an unanswerable question. It's irrelevant.
More than a year after the crash, a walk in Central Park is fraught with difficulties and rewards.
Walking this, first time I walked this slope, I felt it. Now it's much more comfortable.
small steps measure his progress. Pushing open a door by himself, using a fork and knife, practicing gratitude. As he stands on this small hill leaning on his cane, Locus is aware and appreciative of just how far he's come. For WNYC, I'm Stephen Nesson.